This is an Avalee audio performance based on a script written by myself. Please be respectful of my creative work and do not download or share it anywhere. Now, enjoy getting kidnapped by the fairies. Look at this. So sweet. So beautiful. That hair. Those lips. Those adorable small round ears. She's so deeply asleep. What if I... just a light little touch to see if I could arouse her? No. No, I must not. It's forbidden. Oh, but I bet she feels exquisite. Ah, she's staring. Good thing I held back. Hello, sweet human. You finally woke up. My name is Morgane Le Fay. And yours? Really? Ah, what are the odds, huh? Anyways, let me be the first to welcome you to our world. Shh, you look so confused. Be calm. I'll explain everything. You were wandering through the hills. I think you humans call this hiking, right? Yes. You must have lost your path, and I found you during the twilight hour in one of our stone circles. Do you remember this place? No, I thought so. You were unconscious and quite dehydrated. You know, it's a sacred place where the walls between your world and mine are thin. Now, you are in the realm of fairy, hidden and protected from human eyes. Even the few who still know about our existence can't ever find us. Inside a hill? Like hedgehogs? No, we don't live inside the hills. Our caves there are mostly for storage. Well, if the winter is very harsh, we sometimes retreat there. But now, in summer, we all live in tree houses, like this one. Us fae, we are all about sunlight and fresh air and the view over the canopy. Here, take a look. My house is one of the highest. As a healer, I could choose lodging a bit away from the main settlement. So, the sick would have a calm environment to heal. Well, I also appreciate the privacy. Oh, no, you're my only patient at the moment. Please, show me your left arm. You got a deep cut when I carried you through the brushwood. I'm so sorry about that. Oh, yes, I carried you. As Faye, how much stronger than we look. No, we have many talents. See, the cut is almost gone. Good. I wouldn't want to be responsible for giving you a scar on that beautiful skin. How I did it? There's no simple way to explain. You humans sometimes call it magic, like it was something supernatural. I find that funny because it actually comes from a deep connection with nature that we of the old folk cultivated and preserved. Once you know about it, it feels very natural. What am I going to do with you? Oh, I would have plenty of ideas. But I'm not allowed to do anything with you, sadly. You belong to our queen, like all the humans we capture. Don't be frightened. She's as generous as she is beautiful. If you obey her, she'll treat you with kindness. She might even let you learn some of our magic. And on Beltane, you'd be allowed to dance around the bonfires and drink sweet berry wine and couple with anyone you'd like. Believe me, you might have orgies among the humans, but Beltane with the fairies is beyond your wildest dreams. And you would have many suitors, I can tell. If you choose a male, you might have beautiful fairy babies. But maybe you prefer the soft touch of a woman. I see. As fairies greatly appreciate those who go both ways. I wish I could. Well, our queen will be delighted to have you. Just one piece of advice. Don't cross her. Especially not in public. She's a fair ruler, but she's capable of great cruelty towards those who disrespect her. Oh, no, now you look like you're going to cry. I didn't mean to frighten you so. Come here. Let me hold you and stroke your hair. Shh. Shh. That's it. Calm down, sweet human. You're going to be fine. You can have a long, wonderful life here among the Fae. Oh, your hair feels so soft. Go back to your world? I was afraid you would ask. It is still possible, but I can't let you go. I would put myself at great risk. I knew that by bringing you here, I would take away your freedom. But if I had left you, you would have probably died that very night. See, the stones draw energy from our bodies. Falling asleep in that place, in your exhausted state, can be lethal. No, I had to save you. Will you forgive me? Oh my goddess, you kissed me. You feel even sweeter than I thought. You think I'm beautiful? Wait, we must stop. We are not allowed to. Stop! Sweet girl, I have to warn you. As Fae, we have strong urges. Once we get aroused, our sexual nature takes its course and it's almost impossible to stop before our thirst is quenched. And I have a very strong thirst for feeling you come apart under my hands and lips and tongue. I've been holding myself back from the moment I've laid eyes on you, and I swear, if you keep touching me like this, I will give in to temptation and I will make your body sing with pleasure. I will make you come like you never have before. Is this what you want? You're taking off your clothing? I take this as a yes. Oh, wow. Naked, you're even more gorgeous than I thought. Absolutely. Irresistible. Let me disrobe as well. Like what you see? Did you expect a fairy to look like this? Oh, yeah. You can touch me. Don't be shy. Mm. Mm-hmm. feels so soft. Oh, I need to have you. I need to have you now. Lie back on the furs, sweet girl. Feel their softness on your bare skin. Yes. Yes, like that. Relax. I will take good care of you. And I want you to be vocal and show me what feels good. Can you do that? Perfect. Let me get on top of you. Kiss you again. While I softly but firmly pin your wrists down to the bed. Oh, I told you, I'm stronger than I look, and you won't go anywhere until I've made you come. I will take my time with you. Savor every moment. Kissing along your sensitive neck. Here. And here. And along your collarbone. And further down. Goddess, your breasts are beautiful. They deserve to be worshipped. Kissed all over. And do you like it when I circle your nipples with my tongue? Slowly, sensually, like this. Can feel them getting harder. So sensitive. Oh, what if I start sucking them gently? Oh, with a little more force. Oh, and the way you gasp. Worm for me is delicious. Oh, I could play with your breasts for days. Oh, but there's more I want to play with. Spread your legs for me. Oh, a little wider. Yes, that's it. Good girl. Yes, I learned that one from the humans. Oh, your pussy is so beautiful. Tell me, would you like my tongue on it now? Gently licking along your outer lips. Like this. Gently pushing my tongue between them. You taste delicious, my dear. Is that your sweet spot? Right here? Oh, yes, it is. Tell me, what's that on your list of things to do during your hiking holiday? Getting your pussy licked by a fairy, huh? No. Yes. Yes, make those cute little moans for me. Oh, those wonderful little gasps. Oh, my goddess, you sound adorable. Tell me, how many fingers do you want me to put into your perfect pussy? All right, here we go. Do you like getting fucked by my fingers? While I keep licking your clit. Oh yes, that's it. Show me how much you like it. Be a good little slut for me. Yes, that's also a word I learned from the humans. It's all about how you say it, right? Oh, I love it when a woman is a slut. When she is connected with her sexual nature and knows what she wants. And when she gives herself to me without inhibitions. Oh, that is a thing of pure beauty. I wouldn't want it any other way. Oh, I'm not into prude and naive. I want my partners to indulge in their pleasure to the fullest. So don't hold back those gorgeous slutty moans, sweet girl. Yes, that's it. Want me to go a little faster? Yeah, like this? Are you getting closer? Are you gonna be a good slut and come for me? All over my pretty face and my nimble fingers. Yeah? Oh, not yet, sweet girl. I'm gonna count down from 5. And when we reach 1, I want you to let go, okay? 5. You taste so good. 4. You're such a delight. Three. Stay right on that edge. Two. Almost there. One. Come for me. Please come for me. Yes, like that. Beautiful. Let's cuddle up. Still feeling that orgasm tingle in your body, huh? Come here. Let me caress you while you come down. Your skin feels so smooth. You're really one of the cutest, sexiest beings I've ever had the pleasure to welcome to my bed. I would really love to keep you here forever. Hide you in my treehouse. Enchant you with a spell so you'll be patiently waiting for me. Oh, all the things I could do with you. But you know what? The way you gave yourself to me freely, that's the greatest gift. I wouldn't want to force you into anything. Yeah, I remember what I said before. But if you really wish to return to your world, I promise you, I will find a way. Oh, you don't have to make a decision now. Rest, my beautiful human. Fall asleep while I stroke your hair. Bring you some nourishment. Then you can decide if you want to return. Or live with us in the land of fairies.